Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Wing Chun by Design podcast. Once again, today to my right, I've got Stefan joining me. Hi Stefan.
Hi Sifu.
So today's topic is all about mastery, the principle of the 10,000 hours. See, most of us know that to become an elite athlete, an Olympian or a professional basketball player, soccer player, football player, you know that you have to spend at least 10,000 hours to master your craft. Okay? Now, how does that translate to your Wing Chun training? See, it's super important to understand this concept because a lot of new people that are starting their Wing Chun journey, they believe that it doesn't require that much work to reach mastery. And what I can say to them is that to reach a high standard, when you go to, or even on TV, when you watch someone perform at the Olympic Games, you see what they're doing, and the amount of hours, sacrifice, and everything they've put into mastering that particular movement, that particular sport or technique, is just something that not many people are willing to go through.
Yep.
So, tip number one, how can you use this principle for your own training? I would say, number one, you need to set a goal. You need to have a plan. Know what you want, okay? So that's tip number one. And make sure it's kind of like taking baby steps at first. You don't want to set up a goal that is so grand that the moment you take the first step, you feel like you're never going to achieve it. So it has to be attainable to make sure you're on the right track, to keep you motivated and make sure you don't feel like a failure at first. You need to keep on moving forward. So would you agree to that first tip, Stefan?
Yeah, of course. The goal has to be something that you can achieve.
Yep.
And it's doable for you.
Because that way you gain momentum,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you build on it. And then, you know, if you can also, like, it's difficult to train something over and over again. So if you say, tell yourself, I'm going to train 5 hours a day, doing it, saying it and doing it are two different things. And I think you have to develop that training mentality to be able to do that type of training.
Yep.
I remember when, you know, I'd always think, oh, I wish I could train full time all the time.
Yep.
And then when there was a time when I trained with you full time when we had a student, international student here.
Yes.
And it was very, very difficult.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. I was thinking, you know, sometimes we look back at, in you know, ancient times and we say, oh, those people trained 8-10 hours, they had nothing to do. But it's very difficult psychologically and physically to be able to do that training.
It's very demanding.
Yeah.
Now, to put everything into perspective. So 10,000 hours roughly is about 3 hours of training every day for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? So if you think about it, like in my particular journey, so I've been doing martial arts, as you know, since I could walk. So since the age of 4. And then for most of my adult years, late teens, I became a live-in student. So I was learning privately and basically living with my teacher. So I can understand when the, say, call it the average person who wants to learn martial arts is not willing or may not be interested in going through that path to achieve mastery. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's a bad thing, because your goals are obviously different to mine. And if your goals are to get fit, learn how to protect yourself, gain that confidence that you can handle yourself in a self-defense environment and situation, then that's perfect.
Yeah.
But once you have that goal, then you know, okay, I have the goal, I have the plan, so now you have to lay out the system that you're going to choose to reach that goal. Okay, so tip number two, the compound effect. See, in my children's class, I always share with the kids that if you pick one exercise or one technique and you do it 25 reps a day, mm-hmm. Monday to Friday, that equals 6,000 reps of that particular movement or technique through the course of a year. And when I explain this to my students, I see the little ones, their eyes just blow up. They go like, wow, they can't even imagine doing something 6,000 times. And when I explain to them that if you break it down and it's only 25 reps a day, how long does it take anyone, not just a child, anyone, if you're watching this or listening to this podcast, how long does it take for you to do 25 push-ups?
Yeah.
Right? You can knock out 25 push-ups in a minute.
And I think that's what you can get from that 10,000 hour principle is consistency.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be 10,000 hours, but what if you did 1,000 hours?
That's right.
You're still going to, you know, advance yourself in what you're trying to achieve.
And the thing is, when I tell my students about the 25 reps equal 6,000 reps a year, how much better will you become at that chosen movement, technique, or exercise at the end of the year?
Exactly.
So if I tell a 7-year-old, practice your sidekick 25 reps a day, at the end of the year, the average child will never be able to execute that technique like my student would, just because of the amount of reps that that student put into. Now, a lot of people say out there, it's a common saying, practice makes perfect. Now, I believe that is inaccurate. I believe perfect practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Because you have to do the technique or the exercise the proper way to achieve the goal. So having said that, don't forget, don't discard the power of the compound effect, because you may say, like Stefan was saying just a moment ago, in the old days, you know, Kung Fu masters would practice many hours every day for years at a time. Nowadays, we live busy lives. But if you could give yourself the permission to train 10, 15 minutes every day, trust me, that goes a long way.
You see it.
Just wake up 15 minutes earlier and bang, you can do it. So it's not a matter of, can I do it? It's, you know, when will you do it? Because you can actually make the time.
And I think when you come to class, you'll see the benefits of that, that you're not sort of treading water, you're progressing. So then you get more confident, and, you know, now you're more motivated to train a bit more.
Absolutely.
You're getting that momentum behind you.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a massive thing when training, because, I think that there's a self-analysis all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, oh yeah, when I'm at home, if I've prepared for a lesson or prepared before I've come, then I feel great. All right, I'm moving forward. You're going to show me, you're going to now enhance this technique a little bit more. We're going to progress. Otherwise, you're kind of standing there, and then that's when the training becomes frustrating.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And many times I would say to students the Nike slogan, just do it.
Yeah.
Right? Just do it. Don't think about it too much. If you're scheduled to come to class and you had a rough day, guess what? You need to come.
Yeah.
You need to come. You need to just do it. You need to just grab the bag, jump in the car and come, because once you've done it, you'll feel good about yourself because you kept your word, you kept your progress going with your training. And then once you leave, you feel like $1,000,000. You feel like, okay, I'm ready to tackle another day. And that's the winning formula, I believe. Okay, next tip. Tip number three, be realistic in your approach. So what does that mean? See, let me share with you, recently we had a 69-year-old student enroll and join the class. And he has had previous Wing Chun experience in Hong Kong, and he's a super nice guy. And, you know, his goals as a former Wing Chun practitioner at 69 years of age will be completely different to the 19-year-old who has recently joined and also wants to learn Wing Chun. So each person will have different set of goals, but they're both equally as important for their own journey in life and in learning martial arts. So being realistic with your approach means, what is it that you want for yourself? How much you can put into achieving that goal and reaching it? Because I believe having a goal that is a bit out there, hard for you to get, but is attainable, and just knowing in your own mind that it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is possible. So that will be massive in reaching mastery. And tip number four, you need to persevere. We all know in your own experience in life, Stefan, and mine, is that life is hard. We have many different challenges throughout our journey in life and in martial arts training, but we need to learn to persevere. Especially if it's a goal that it's important to you, you can't just be knocked down and stay down. You need to learn to get up as quickly as possible and keep on moving forward.
Yeah, well, we have the banner in the school academy.
Yep.
Winners never quit, quitters never win. So
that's it.
That's a kind of phrase that we use here, and I use it with my students at school as well. Yep. That's number one. Like, you got to just keep pushing through, and you know, it's never, I always think with, you know, when I'm teaching kids, nothing that's easy is ever worth it. It's the things right. that are difficult
yep.
that, yeah, you've got, you know, it's never going to be a smooth ride. There's ups and downs, challenges in your personal life, but it's that, like, we get back to being consistent. When it's not, like you said, when we're coming into school, yeah, not every day is a sunny day. Like,
yep.
you know, there's times you don't want to come in, but it's that trying to push through those, times when you don't feel like it. And just that 20 minutes, maybe you can't do an hour or 2 hours. Maybe you can do 20 minutes at home.
Yep.
Makes the difference.
Definitely. So, guys, just to wrap up this episode, I want to close the episode with the example of, you know, we all know that Kung Fu master that has excelled in many different aspects of Wing Chun. Their technique is just flawless. And we look at them as the goal, the standard, to one time maybe I could reach that standard that master has. And just break it down and analyze, let's say, the amount of hours that master put into their technique and their training, and how many hours you are putting into your own training. And it's good to have, you know, those heroes, those people that are leading the way. But having said that, do not compare yourself to them, because each of us have our own stories and our own strengths and weaknesses. But just keep at it, and I'll run through one more time our tips for today. Number one, set a goal. Make sure you have a plan. Number two, the compound effect. Even if it's just 25 reps a day, equals 6,000 reps in a year. Number three, be realistic with your approach. Number four, persevere. Don't stop. Keep at it, and you'll get there. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks, Stefan, for joining me again.
Thanks, Stephen.
And guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, don't forget to click the like button, share it with a friend. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the channel so that way you can keep up to date with all our podcast episodes, my tutorials, demos, all the different videos that I'm uploading on a weekly basis. And be sure to check my online academy, umauniversity.com.au. I'll post the link down below in the description. And if you are listening to us on iTunes and or Spotify, I greatly appreciate you. Make sure you keep on listening to our podcast. Stay tuned and give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment below. I would really appreciate that. And having said that, thanks very much, guys. We'll see you on the next one.